أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We will continue إن شاء الله the explanation of the discipline of طريقة. We previously we have reached to explain the fifth level, which is ترك الغضب وقهر النفس, to leave the anger behind, and قهر النفس, to demolish completely the bad desires of the ego. And we gave the example of that man, the wrestler, who came to take once bay'ah from the sheikh, once tariqah, and how the sheikh has shown him how he has to surrender and submit to Allah's will and to keep his anger down. And if you want to elaborate more on it, it will keep for hours and hours and days and never finish. And now we go to the sixth discipline, which is very important in the Naqshbandi tariqat and in your daily life, is that you have always to be completely ready, aware, sixth level, which the sixth step or the sixth discipline of the tariqah, is that you have to be always aware of your enemy. When they want to attack, you be always ready for retaliating back against them. Like in the war, there are different divisions in the army, which only the army knows what kind of division they have, to be able always to monitor everything around them in order not to make one mistake, because one mistake in the army, the enemy will take over. So they are very careful. They have these people who are the snipers, they have the people who are special forces, they have the navy, they have the aeroplanes, they have the rockets, they have the tanks, they have every kind of weapon, it is available, they have it, and now they have more the radar or this AWACS aeroplane or this aeroplane without a pilot. So they are advancing and advancing to be more aware of what every movement moves from the enemy, they attack it. And not only that, they have also produced a new intelligent division. That's their only their work is to collect information, nothing else, and to see what kind of intelligentsia they have to use in order to protect the army from the enemy, or to know what the enemy is thinking, where he wants to go, where he wants to attack, so they know ahead of time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا. Allah said in Holy Quran that shaitan is the enemy of insan. Finish. There is no other description. Your enemy is being described. Means you have, and you cannot see him. You cannot see the shaitan, you cannot see the devil, you cannot see how he is moving, you cannot understand how he is playing games, you don't know his tricks. So you have to carry the utmost weaponry that Allah has given to you through his message to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sayyidina Muhammad has showed us, and Awliyaullah has prescribed to us in order to protect ourselves from shaitan. When you go to cold weather, you wear coats, very thick coats, to protect yourself, your body, from getting sick. That level, the sixth level, is teaching you in that level the discipline that they show you, Awliyaullah, is how to collect information, intelligentsia, to have an intelligent system in order that you can protect yourself from the tricks of shaitan, and you can know ahead of time what he is preparing for you. How to collect information? You must have a telecommunication system. If you don't have a telecommunication system, don't have information coming in order that you see the strategy of his tricks. So you have to have a channel, a right channels that are pouring information into your heart. That level, the sixth level, is the level of pouring information, is the telecommunication between the murid and the sheikh through their hearts. That information system and telecommunication system must be, all the channels has to be open. And it doesn't work on an analog system, comparing system, but it works on digital system, that you can get in one moment information through your heart from thousands of stations of awliyaullah in the same moment, and in the same moment you can see them all digitally and understand them all like a satellite. Now you digital satellites can get you thousands of channels. Before, no, it's impossible. You get one channel or two channels. Now you can get thousands of channels in the same time. But still you have to hear one at a time, in different interval times. But they come all of them. A big technical computer can register them all in the same time, can screen them all in the same time, can screen all their information on the same time, these digital channels, and whatever you want, he pulls it out in the same moment. If that is a computer like that, Allah gave people to invent such things. What you think about Allah's creation, the heart, doesn't work like that or better? When you open your system, your computer system, it take little bit to come out. It doesn't come quickly, immediately. It takes little bit time. Or if your system is completely shut down, it has to reopen another time, and it might take 1 minute to reload everything, and then you can begin to get messages and information on your computer. That level, the sixth level, is the level of energy of tariqat. Everything works on light. There is nothing other than light there. The highest sophisticated, intelligent system that awliyaullah use, millions of times more powerful than what a scientist of this dunya are inventing. What Allah has given them of that using the light, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. They are using what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made under, as He said in Holy Quran, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. He made it under your authority, under your control. What is in heavens, what is in earth, is giving to awliya Allah. He gave to them. He gave to every moment, but you cannot use it because you are still working. You are still shaitan playing with you. Awliya Allah can use it because they have shaitan no control on them. Very minimal control. They are avoiding him, or they are catching him, chaining him. So that level of sixth level discipline of tariqah is the level of energy. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light. Means is the source of energy. Light is energy. Light is a reflected factor of the energy. The energy is the source of, always source of energy gives you the light. This is a source of energy. The spotlight gave you light. cannot give light by itself. It reflects, it takes the light from its source, from that energy. So that level of awliya Allah is in it. It is the source of energy that they can enter inside that ocean, pull, enter, and when they come out, they become reflectors of light. And that's why you see awliya Allah are attractive. You are attracted to them. Why you are attracted to them? Because of that divine delight that they have been dressed. Where? In that level. Where? In Bahrul Qudra. The ocean of power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Qadir al-Muqtadir. Through His Qudra, created creation. From that ocean of power, Qudra, what you say is His power of creation, awliya Allah can enter in that attribute, in that name, in that description. They pull out this information, they become, when they go into the energy and they come out, they become source reflectors of light. Like you bring a steel bar and you put it in fire. Heat it, and take it out, what's happened? It glows. So they when they enter in that ocean of energy, when they come out, they become shining like light. So when you enter that step, that level, you have to prepare yourself. You cannot enter that without preparation. You have to be always ready, aware of the information that is going to go to you through these awliyaullah from their light that they are bringing, reflecting that light from the source of light, the source of energy of Bahr al-Qudra. So you have to prepare yourself in order that shaitan will not trick you. Don't say, shaitan, can he reach that place? Of course. Shaitan reach everywhere. Allah gave him that power to check, to test his follower, to test his servants. Even shaitan Iblis came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet blew on him, throw him away. Shaitan comes, he came to Adam alayhi salam in paradise. So yes, shaitan comes anytime. Don't say a wali is a wali, means finish, he cannot make sin. No, he makes sin. If the shaitan trick him, he will make it sin. And Allah show him that you are weak, still weak. Whatever wali reach high level, still he makes sense, he is weak, he is helpless. He knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. He knows that His Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the, Allah made him great. So they know awliya Allah that they are weak servants. But our duty is, if we see from them something wrong, according to our thinking, we have to excuse them because they didn't do it with intention, bad intention. There is no one ma'soom except Prophet. And the Prophets, all messengers, and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are ma'soomeen. They are protected from doing a sin. Anyone else? It sins. But repent. So awliya Allah immediately, they know that they made something wrong, they repent. Not like us, who cares? We say, no, don't worry, dunya is still running. So you have to prepare yourself from shaitan. What is the enemy of shaitan? Who is the enemy of shaitan? The enemy of shaitan, of course, is insan. And the enemy of insan is shaitan. What is the weapon that you can use against shaitan? That you can keep always with you in order when the shaitan comes, you finish him. Shaitan, Allah created him from fire. And the only thing shaitan is afraid of is water. To protect yourself from shaitan, you have to keep water with you all the time. And how to keep water with you all the time is by doing ablution. Your ablution, wudu, must be 24 hours with you always. Never your ablution is lost. Always when you lose your wudu, immediately another one. Don't say, never mind, Zuhr time didn't come. When Zuhr time comes, I make wudu. No. Shaitan is waiting. Shaitan can enter from any cell of your body, inside your body, from any of these cells of from your system, and these cells they are open. So energy or air or light or whatever in the air goes inside from any part of the body. To cover that, to make shaitan afraid, is water. And that's why you have to have always a ablution. When that ablution is there, shaitan cannot go. It's impossible. When shaitan sees that you have always ablution, at that time he cannot approach you. He wants to find a time that you are headless of your ablution. Even for 1 second he jumps on you. When there is no wudu, there is no protection system. When there is wudu, there is a protection system. And that's why Prophet ﷺ recommended that even you have wudu, when you go for prayer, make another wudu. Wudu on ala wudu, nur on ala nur. Ablution over ablution is light over light. So it becomes more light. More means more thicker protection. You are protecting yourself from shaitan. When Prophet ﷺ, Allah raised him in the night of Isra and Mi'raj, he saw a huge group of people. They have spots of light on their body, shining everywhere. And he asked Jibreel, "What these people are, Ya Jibreel?" And Jibreel said, "Ya Rasulallah, this is your ummah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is differentiating them from others. These people, they didn't let their wudu to be lost in dunya. Always they have wudu. Wudu, some awliyaullah took their wilaya because of wudu. But shaitan cannot approach them. So they were able to get this information system to their hearts, pouring in that sixth level. The Naqshbandi Tariqah. Because when they enter there as murid, in that sixth level, and they are all aware of what is going on, and they are protecting themselves, they were getting this information, their wudu is always there. So the weapon for that level, to fight your enemy in that level, shaitan is to keep the weapon. And that weapon is ablution. So they get their ablution always 24 hours. Even when they want to go to bed, they make ablution, pray to rak'at, and they go to bed. Even there, if their wudu is gone because they touch their wife or whatever, they are still in. They will be written as they slept on wudu, and they will wake up rewarded as if they were in wudu through their sleeping. Anyone who is on wudu and sleep, shaitan cannot approach him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the soul of that servant under the throne, and under the throne that servant will be in sajda until he wake up. And he will be written as abid. There, always in prostration to his Lord. At that time, from the time he slept until the time he wake up, he is written as fully ibadah. Not like ibadah when we are awake, because our mind will go everywhere. When we say Allahu Akbar, we go everywhere. But when we are sleeping and on wudu, our spirit, our soul will be in sajda, in full ibadah, pure ibadah there. Wudu is very important as a weapon for the murid or for the abd in general. As soon as he lost his wudu, he has no right to speak before taking another wudu. If he didn't find water, until he reached the water, he made tayammum. As soon as he take wudu, he cannot speak until he pray 2 rak'ats wudu. Or else, he will be disrespecting his ablution, his wudu. Because first is Allah's obligation. Not priority is for Allah, for ibadah. Not for dunya. So when you lose your wudu, quickly you take wudu without speaking with anyone. You have to do your ablution, pray 2 rak'ats, then you are allowed to speak. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ Allah said in Holy Quran, take your zina, your decoration to every mosque you go. Means every, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this dunya masjid for everyone. Anywhere you go is a masjid. It's earth is a masjid. So wherever you lose your wudu, you have to take your decoration back. You have to take your best dress. And the best dress to come to Allah is with wudu. So how you are going to be with coming to Him with torn dress? Can you go to an interview with your president or your minister or police or wherever without nice dress? You go to, you put the best dress, sometimes you put the national dress for if you are meeting with the president in order to show respect. Respect to awliyaullah, respect to tariqah, respect to sharia, respect to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the, for the abd to keep his wudu always. For that reason, because وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Verily I have created ins and jinn for worshipness. So anything we do is worshipness. We eat is worshipness. We have to give energy to our body to make worshipness. We drink is worshipness. We talk is worshipness because we talk for the best of the ummah or building a community, building a structure. So wudu is necessary. It is not accepted, not only in tariqah but in sharia even, it's not accepted that you eat without wudu, that you drink without wudu, that you talk without wudu. You have to keep protected yourself from shaitan because shaitan can trick you at any moment. So in that sixth level, the weapon that protects you from shaitan, in order to get this informatic system, information, intelligence system is from this level, is to keep your weapon ready. You are aware in every second and every moment of the trick of shaitan. So you have to keep him out of you, in order not to trick you, so you have to have complete ablution 24 hours. Now shaitan making more tricks to you in order to keep you away from wudu and to forget wudu, and he can trick you in order to enter through your cells quickly. He even to your bathroom, to your restroom, you go to homes, fancy homes or hotels, you find a telephone now in the bathroom, in the restroom, because he wants to make you to speak when you are losing your wudu. Might be someone speaking with you from Mecca and you are in your house in the bathroom. So you take the telephone. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. How are you, ya akhi? You are in the bathroom, you are losing your wudu and you are speaking about Mecca and Medina. Now they gave you a better system. So they gave you another small mobile telephone, pocket telephone. You keep it anywhere you go. Even you are taking shower, there is now what you call waterproof water. Hello? Yes, and you are naked. How is it? Must be a minister of religion calls you and you are speaking the religion on the phone and you are in the shower. Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghusluwani, will end with that. Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghusluwani, when he used to make zikr, he used to go to the well underwater doing zikr, because he knows shaitan cannot come there. Make zikr, come up, take breath, go down. Another time, make zikr, go up. In order he is that level, have to be completely aware of shaitan not to trick you. So ablution will save you from all this kind of enemy, and it protects you from the shaitan, and it will let you to receive all this energy information through the awliya to your heart. So don't ever talk without wudu, drink without wudu, eat without wudu, walk without wudu, drive without wudu, fly without wudu. Every time, keep your protection with you, and your protection is ablution. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقُ وَحُرْمَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ